Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited this morning to be the host of the Mojo Call. My name is Christina Mora. For those of you that don't know me, I'm an RC out of Connecticut. I'm really excited to do this call. And on this morning's call, there's a book that I want to recommend because that's where I'm going to be referencing my mojo from. And the name of the book, for those of you that would like to write it down, it's called Wisdom by Terry Allen. I'll say it one more time. The name of the book is called Wisdom by Terry Allen. And the chapter I'm going to be referencing is chapter 16. It's called Persistent Hard Work Will Pay Off. So the first part that I want to start with is it defines diligence because it's referring to Proverbs where it says that find a man who's diligent in his business and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. So today, the purpose of this mojo is to encourage everyone on this call, whether you're brand new in the business, whether you've been around for some time, to just continue to be diligent in our business of ACN. So the first part I want to highlight is where it defined what diligence is, and it says constant and earnest effort to accomplish what is undertaken, persistent exertion of body or mind. And, of course, in ACN, sometimes we come in and, you know, we get started, but we don't feel like we're where we want to be, right? But if you're not where you feel like, if you feel like you're not where you want to be as far as this business is concerned, I want to encourage you to keep going, you know, to keep being diligent, continue to be consistent. I feel like consistency is another word for diligence. And in this chapter, I love the way it talks about diligence cannot be demonstrated in an instant, in a day, or a week. Diligence can only be demonstrated through an ongoing, continual, consistent effort, right? So it is a sustaining effort that continues over a period of several weeks, months, and even years. And that's what I've learned in ACN is that you can't give up year one, year two, year three, even year five, if you're not where you want to be. You have to continue, continue to be diligent, continue working towards your goals and your dreams as far as this business is concerned. And sometimes we think that work is just peaking someone, it's just talking to people. But the biggest thing that I've learned being an ACN is work is also working on yourself, right? Developing your mind, working on your character, working on your skills and things like that. For me, personal development wasn't a factor for me before this business, but once I got started in this business, I learned the significance of personal development, right? So one of the benefits of diligence, which I also love because that was my biggest takeaway from this book, is that diligence gives you experience, right? So sometimes you might think, oh, I talked to this person and they said no, but you learn from that. You learn from that. You gain some sort of experience from that person telling you no, right? If someone tells you yes to the business, you still learn from that. It still gives you some sort of experience in the business. So that's the part that I took away from this book is that diligence is important, right? You have to keep going no matter what, whether you get the result that you're looking for, give everything time. And an example of diligence that I want to use is our fearless leader, Mrs. Leanne Gabriel, right? So Ms. Gabriel, she started in this business many, many years ago, as some of us know. I don't want to assume that everyone knows her story, but it took her almost 17 years to become a senior vice president in this business. And that's a perfect example to me of diligence, right? She didn't give up the first year. She didn't give up the second year. She didn't give up the fifth year. Some people would have given up the 10th year. She didn't give up the 15th year, but her 17th year, she became a senior vice president in this business. And that's all due to diligence, being consistent, consistently working on yourself. And that's what I'm learning in this business. You have to continuously work on yourself, work on your mind, develop yourself, you know, grow yourself. And my favorite part when we used to present the slides that we used to use, it always said ACN is the same, the services are the same, but the only difference is you. So if the difference is you, that means you also have to work on yourself. And sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's challenging, it's uncomfortable. But when you work on yourself, you know, you'll see the growth, you'll see the progress. For me, when I first started this business, I was very shy, I was very reserved. You couldn't tell me in a million years that I would talk on the Morning Mojo, right, because I was very shy. But, you know, being a part of the book club, working on myself, reading, having, you know, an amazing leader like Mrs. Tina Gathenji, who pushes us constantly, you know, to work on ourselves and things like that, that's why I'm where I'm at today, is because of personal development. And I know I said it before, but personal development in this business is so crucial. And diligence is not only, like I said, in peaking someone, in asking someone to be your customer. Diligence is also in working on yourself. There was a time that I only listened to audiobooks when it came to personal development, because when I was in elementary school, I was a sixth grader, but I was on a second grade reading level. So I always thought reading wasn't for me, reading wasn't my thing. You know, I wasn't the best reader. But through this ASAN opportunity, I've become a better reader. I've worked on myself to where I can actually read a book now. You know, my husband said to me the other day that he's never seen me carry a book around. You know, so that shows the growth and the development due to this opportunity. So those of you that are on this call, I just really want to encourage you, continue to be diligent in this business, and working on yourself and acquiring customers, of course, and teaching people in the opportunity. And I also want to read you guys a quote. So it says, to attract better, you have to become better. You can't do the same things and expect to change. Transform your mindset. Upgrade your habits. Think positive. Be hopeful and consistent with your evolution. It all starts with you and how you feel about yourself. So those of you on this call, I encourage you to just continue working on yourself as you build your ACN opportunity. Like they said, ACN is an amazing opportunity with a personal development group. It's a personal development plan with a compensation attached to it. So the person you become will, you know, I'm pretty sure it will be way more valuable than the money that you can make in this opportunity. So with that, I'm going to close. Everyone on this call, have a great day. Have an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed this Morning Mojo. And one last time, I'll say the name of the book that I'm reading. It's called Wisdom by Terry Allen. So everyone, have a great rest of your day. Let's have an awesome, productive week in ACN. Bye.